A poodle! We need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea. When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do. When you want another show,
not 90 day one, we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do.
They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop at just one husband or one wife?
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious, on with the show.
So, Poodle, close your eyes, all right? You're in a bar. What's your favorite bar? A dirty one, right?
A dirty one, yeah.
Okay, you're in a dirty bar.
Where the drinks are strong.
The drinks are strong. You smell a little bit of like stale cigarettes and a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, it's East Side Bar. Yeah.
A guy walks in, handsome guy, and he looks at you right in the eyes and he says, "Hey, man, what's your sign?" What do you say?
Open for business.
Wrong sign. Wrong sign.
Open.
Stop. Gross. That's gross.
7-Eleven never closes.
There goes 7-Eleven, boys.
We deliver for you.
Exactly. I like Ashley of the brows would probably think if someone said that to me, I'm like, that's the most interesting thing you can ask me.
I don't know if I've ever, y'all, this is your Bicurious. This is written.
Written in the stars.
Thank you.
Written in the stars. Are we paying for some crime? Is it all that we are up? Is it nothing but a diamond of God's experiment, which we have no say, in which we're given a paradise, but only for a day?
It's my Adam Pascal.
It wasn't bad, actually, for an
Adam
Pascal.
You should have done some Heather Headley on top. Only for a day.
I don't know that song. Is it from Aida?
Yes.
You know what?
You would love that. You would have loved that album. I can't believe that you missed it somehow.
I did miss it. I only knew one song because Shania Twain covered it, and I heard it from that. But they did like an album that raised money for AIDS.
The Gods Love Nubia?
She sang Amaris Letter.
Oh, that's a weird one.
But they did a whole group. I think it raised money for Elton John's AIDS Foundation. I was going to tell you this when we weren't recording, but since this is written to stars.
I love things to be surprised.
And it's about woo-woo and all that. Guess who sent me a message on Instagram today? Nobody else listening to this is going to care. But
Rosie Perez.
No, our friend... Our friend Roddy, that we hadn't talked to in years, and yesterday I just brought him up, and I said,
"You manifested him."
I manifested it. And
how is she?
She's fine. She's messaged me. He says, "Hey, how are you, Poodle? Still getting dick down?"
Oh yeah.
I was like, "Yeah," and I said, "How are you?" And he's like, "I just got my pussy smashed," and I went, "Good for you."
Oh Lord.
Anyway, that's how we talk. He's right. Anyway, y'all, so maybe I am like Colin Bedell.
Oh,
maybe
no.
I am getting in touch with the universe.
Maybe
I could be a host for one of these shows. Maybe I could start doing readings for you about your paramours.
You would burn in Greece.
I would. It'd be very sunny and hot.
No, I don't. Yeah.
You know, this is written in the stars. This is Discovery Plus, right?
Yes, Discovery Plus. Yep. This one pretty handily.
Encapsulate this show. What would you say? I have some opinions too, but what do you think? An overall, what does this show try to be for you?
This show is trying to be a lot of. It's a little. Are you the one?
Yeah. Yeah.
With Love is Blind. /
Love Island, if people don't Love know, are Island. You the one? That's the same vibe. Love Island, are you one? They're basically the same.
Well, the idea that they have a match. The match is predetermined.
Yes, exactly.
So, and a little bit of Fantasy Island. And a little bit of what I hoped would be some kind of sacrificial scene.
Yes.
In the middle of the thing where they went, where they go to the Grove and...
not the Grove in L.A.
Not the Grove where in L.A.
Where they meet is called the Grove.
Called the
and
Grove.
When they said it that, I laughed hysterically.
And the bells go ding, ding. And I expected them all to strip naked and like march into a volcano.
I did too.
That sadly did not happen. And then when they said, we just need a virgin, and none of the people were virgins. So
none of them are virgins. None of them are virgins.
I think
you summed it up. That's exactly the way I feel of it too. It feels that vibe. And yeah, it's definitely trying to have more of an, this is on Discovery Plus. So this definitely has more of an international.
Feel.
All the people here are none of them. Is there any Americans here?
No, it's Brits and one Italian, I believe.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be international, but I believe it was a British, it feels like a British production company.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. I don't know who's behind it, but
I found it in general. I found it really messy, hard to get into. But as soon as I finished episode one, I had to keep going, and it is oddly compelling. Like I may have to watch every episode.
Oh, I'm going to watch every episode. I think. You know, we just did this collab about Love Without Borders with Constant Reality Check. And so I couldn't help but to compare it to that because we had just watched it.
It is much better than that other
much
astrology
better.
Show that on not Love Without Borders. But it's much better than the other astrology show that was on,
Amazon
Prime.
Right?
Cosmic Love. That was when they just found a fire sign and they just dated everybody, and it was messy because everyone on the show was not good.
That was a mess. I didn't watch it, but I remember you talking about it. But with this show, I will say this show does establish what it is quickly. We meet the host. We know who they are.
I don't know who the host is. I'm sorry. I don't know who they are.
I'm sorry. Not the host. The host, but we meet the experts. We at least have this because we've talked about this, but a new show has to, I feel like this at least, I settled into this show. I feel like it knows what it is more. Do the contestants know what the fuck they want? Not at all. But
I don't
like the show is set up that it knows what it's trying to do.
And I don't think we know that the stakes are high enough for them to find their forever person for a lot of them. I think
they're all 25 years old.
Yeah. I think some of them kind of understand it and get it that they think it's a Love Island show. I don't know if it was explained to these people what they thought. It's a little too hot to handle in that way.
Yeah.
Where the show is.
That's true.
I don't think they know what the theme of the show is because when they announce it at the Grove, again, not the mall in Los Angeles.
No.
And unfortunately, none of them are ritually sacrificed.
No.
I really was really hoping for that.
I know you were. No.
Cancer, you will now be driven through with a rod.
Boom. They are in Greece. It makes sense.
Yeah. But what the issue here seems to be is some of them care about astrology and some of them don't. And some of them believe. And some of them are, I think some of them thought they just wandered onto the wrong boat.
Yeah.
And they thought that.
I think they probably thought they were going to be on Love Island or Too Hot.
It feels like it. And that's why the stakes are a little low for me. One thing I have to ask you, you mentioned the host earlier. I did not catch her name.
No idea who she is.
Until it said subtitles under the closed captioning. Clara says this. She never knew. It's a beautiful black woman with braids. I don't know who this person is.
She never tells who she is. My name is Clara.
Something.
Maybe she's famous in Britain, but yeah, she never says, "Hi, I'm Clara Bell, and I'm Clara Schumann, and welcome to Written in the Stars."
What if she winds up being one of them's matches?
I don't think tinfoil Hattie, y'all. She's lip syncing right now.
Or she is completely computer animated, and at the end, she just disperses like air. Hey. That would be way above this show's pay grade, I think.
It would. So there's 12 single strangers. They're all around. But first we meet the
they're in a villa in Greece.
First of all, there's Colin Bedell, who's an expert. I follow his Instagram, Queer Cosmos.
Queer Cosmos.
I love him.
He's gay.
He is cute.
I think he calls himself queer, but I believe he's a man who prefers other men.
Oh, he's someone Poodle would flirt with him a lot.
Totally. Sometimes I feel like he does have a certain language that he likes to use.
He's a hand talker for sure.
Yeah. Why say one word when you can say 12?
That's kind of him. Bedell,
yeah. And it's a little... It's a little hyper linguistic. It's almost like he's so afraid to include. It's so inclusive. It's almost hard to understand. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like you're trying to include everything. I don't understand your point of view.
Yeah, a little bit. I do like his view. Sometimes he does Britney Spears dances.
He does. Let's talk about the long lost.
He's the only one. Michelle Knight is famous, though. She is an astrologer to the stars.
I said, or the long lost member of Fleetwood Mac.
No.
She definitely gives you that. She gives you that witch vibe of like.
She does.
Yeah.
She kind of does. And then the one who I just kind of like, Francesca Oddi, who I don't know who that is.
But she specifically works in, because Queer Cosmos, Colin, he does just kind of astrology for everyone. He will talk about relationships, but he talks a lot about it, but it's mainly just like astrology, kind of like Channy. Y'all know I love Channy.
But he's the young equivalent. Yeah,
he's the young equivalent. Michelle, like I said, to the stars. And then Francesca, they purposely coin her as she does only relationship astrology.
And so they have studied the birth chart.
My handyman's finally coming, he says. We'll probably have to pause the show sometime. Great.
Yeah, it is 5 o'clock on a Friday.
5 o'clock. Yeah. And it's, this is where I am.
So they've studied the birth charts of hundreds of people and matched them. I wonder why they chose these people. I don't believe.
Because they're fucking hot.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt if you were going somewhere.
No, I thought you were asking. I just understand. Sometimes I wonder.
They're all so gorgeous. You wonder what?
Yeah. I wonder why they say we did the birth charts of hundreds of people. I don't know why we have to believe that these people were selected over others. It was obviously not an open casting process.
No, it was not.
It's different than, it's not like American Idol while you're watching because this is the best of the best. Yes. I question why that was even brought up. Again, we've been doing this for a while, so we think we can have a little criticism. I love the idea of taking us to a Greek villa where kind of astrology basically began, the astrological signs and the zodiac. What I'm confused about is we're putting them there for a lunar month. I get that. What happens? How do they win? Nothing is really explained.
That's the too hot to handle thing of we don't have it. Well, I guess too hot to handle. No, you know what the end game is. They can't fuck.
you know, and, or you win money, and you, know, win money. You know, at the end of the first episode.
I think what I got from this is they're supposed to find their the one.
Forever
they're,
matches.
They're destined. So they don't win money. They win love. I love love. But
what if you don't like your person?
Well, then you're Taylor. Then you're Taylor. Okay. I do love the singles arrive and the three astrologers are all standing up in a tower.
In like a parapet.
Yes. Literally looking down on them like, oh, there's the Aquarius.
There's Leo surveying all that he owns.
He could own me.
Callum.
Yo, when we say these guys are hot, it's like all the men are fucking tense. All of them.
And models. Yeah.
Oh. Like this.
I'm sure the women are, but I think the women are pretty, but maybe it's because I'm not really into women. But
yeah, I think that's it.
That's possibly it. But the men are gorgeous.
They're well, because they have like some women that have like model bodies, some
and
women.
And there are
that
bigger
are,
women. There are
some
women
that are like
they're
full
just like normal women. Size women.
All the men are fucking jacked.
It's interesting in that it way. Yeah.
They're all jacked. They're because you know, in Too Hot to Handle, what was his name? The guy that was a football player. He kind of had like a little belly.
But in Too Hot to Handle, you never have women with normal bodies.
No, but do you it is extreme now? He looks totally different.
Oh, really?
What's that guy's name?
Not Chad.
Close though. He gives Chad energy.
He was so stupid.
He's like full on his lost all this weight in his face, and he's like abs ripped now. He kind of looked better with a little more weight on him, but you know I like soft.
Well, that
in
makes
middle.
Him even less interesting to me.
I know. Well, he did it for his OnlyFans. It doesn't take an astrologer to predict that over 50% of these men are going to have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm gonna be watching probably definitely Toby's and Jack's.
Whoa. So let's talk. Leo is the first one, or I'm sorry, they refer to them.
Callum.
It's Callum, but they don't call them really by their names on the show. They just refer to them as their sign for the most part.
Which I think is very interesting.
I do too.
Because it goes back to a certain level of characteristics. And what I love about this show, if you're interested in astrology at all, you like astrology, this show's for you. Because what it
ding 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 me.
Yeah. What it will do is it will tell you the difference between your sun sign and your moon sign, and it'll say things in a very, what I would call 2022 way, in that, yeah. In that the your sun sign is something you aspire, that's the characteristics that you kind of aspire to be, and your moon sign is kind of the, as Colin says, the factory settings of you.
It's kind of the essence of who you are, actually.
Yeah, right now, or who you were born as.
Yeah.
There's
also your, they haven't talked about it yet, but I bet they'll talk about rising sign. Those are the, in astrology, those are the three, they're going to have to talk about it because the rising sign, those are the three kind of markers that make up personality.
Right. I'm kind of surprised they haven't talked about rising, but they do talk about what sign is in like certain Mars or Venus or things like that.
What's trining with Uranus? Funny, yeah, something was trining with Jake's Uranus last night.
Love a good trine. Transept of Mars. Anyway.
Uh-oh, be careful. It's an anal retrograde.
Here it goes. Anyway, then we have our Pisces, who is Kaylee, who is Kaylee. This beautiful brunette. The Libra as Tony.
Is Toby.
Who is Toby. A bobsledder? Toby. Thank you. Now I'm doing it. Toby.
Y'all, he is like, Leo Jack. Is buff, but this guy's fucking
no, Toby's
jacked.
The most buff. Yeah.
I mean, Toby is like, he is like, I mean,
6'4".
He makes Tay Diggs look fat.
Wow. Scorpio Mattia, this gorgeous Italian guy. I think Mattia might be my favorite.
Oh, he's
100%
your type.
Yeah.
And I would.
And he's
the
one who's actually gay.
Yeah. Whereas I would be doing anything I could to sit on Toby's face.
I know. You'd be presenting.
Yeah, I would. Taylor, remember that
the
name,
Aries.
Y'all? She's the Aries, and she has
the tall, dark boys with tattoos.
Because she's from Essex. She's from Essex. And I just want to say,
she's orange, by the way.
I thought she got hit in the face on both sides, but that's just her bronzer, y'all. And she wears that gray bronzer. We see a clip of her at night without makeup, and she's gorgeous.
And it's so different. She looks, she doesn't even look like herself without makeup.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's that Essex look. She said her lips are done a little too much. We have James the Aquarius, who has a fan. And for a minute, I'm like, is this the one who's like bi or fluid?
I think he's going to be, right?
He's an Aquarius. He's certainly floaty.
He looks like Kyle from Below Deck. He's wearing like big, like blousy pants and a fan.
Yeah.
I actually think, I will say, out of all of them, I mean, Toby is like this man, but I kind of think James is actually the most attractive one.
He's really hot. Yeah.
He kind of has that.
Mattia looks like a model to me, like an Italian. He does, like, out of a fucking Dior ad.
James has that kind of androgynous, beautiful, like, as I don't like to use this guy's name because he's a dick, but that Ezra Miller vibe.
Oh, no, I thought that would be Ashley.
I guess that's true, but we'll get to Ashley. So there's the Gemini is Kelly. She wants a man to treat her like a goddess.
And this is the thing. I don't know how old Kelly is, but she's had work done. And it wasn't, let's just say this, it wasn't good.
No, her filler's kind of bumpy on her face. Well, don't get filler. Do a fat transfer if you're going to do that. It's more expensive, but it lasts permanently.
We do not condone medical advice on our podcast. Stop doing that.
What? I'm not giving medical advice.
Yes, you just said don't do fillers. Do a fat transfer.
That's just beauty. Don't do fillers, y'all.
Then there's our Capricorn, Jocelyn.
She's a shit star, Jocelyn.
I know, and she started to annoy me halfway through the episode.
Well, you see that these people get matched, and it's the difference of seeing the people who accept the matches and want to go through with it, and then you see the other people that are either not into it or are self-sabotaging.
Yeah, and what I don't get,
they're all gorgeous. It's not like you're paired with someone ugly.
What I don't get is they explain the rules of the game. You have to be there. And near the end of it, they do explain you have to be with your match. There is no switching.
We see, I think later on, like they showed coming up this season, we see like if you don't stay coupled, you have to go home.
Right.
But they don't know that yet in this first episode.
But I feel like it's interesting because some of them are kind of like pouty. And I guess I understand it, but in a way I don't, because it's the first day.
It's the first episode.
Or even the first day they're there.
I mean, so we're almost done. We have Jack. He's the Virgo. He's blonde and fucking gorgeous.
This guy's a fucking model.
He looks like fucking Nate from he's gorgeous.
With Niall Horan hair.
And then there's
Taurus Liat.
Liat. Whoa.
Okay, y'all. Just from one conversation with her, red flags are flying.
Flying. Just, it looks like Lone Grove Color Guard. It looks just dun, 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 dun. She says, her first thing, she says, I can come across as cold, but once I open up, I show you all the love. And I went, no, you come across as just cold.
And she even told her match the first time. She said, I'm really annoying. You're going to get tired of me really fast.
It's very much like, is she serving like Zenith vibes?
Oh, we all know these people. Yeah, we all know someone like this.
We do. Then we meet Ashley, the other, like you said, there's only two gay guys, at least that we know.
They're going to wind up together.
Right. Ashley's a Sagittarius.
This guy's brows are insane. She's got brows. You know, these are not natural brows.
No.
These are massaged. I don't know what she got these dyed. She's got them arched for the gods. I don't know what's going on.
It's bad. Then there's David. Lastly,
he's a Cancer.
He's your Cancer.
I kind of love. He's my favorite person on the show.
You love him because he's, I think, the old. He's 31, so he's ready to settle down.
Cancer is my rising sign.
Ah,
I don't know anything about. I don't know.
Your
a lot
sun
about
is Libra,
sign.
And you're right.
My moon is Scorpio, which is really the strongest thing.
That makes sense.
It is the Scorpio moon is very strong.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I just want to say we find out Toby is 6'5". Everybody, Toby.
I think he said 6'4". Maybe it was 6'5".
Toby
five.
Is 6'5". Huge dick. Huge.
Actually, although I think Jax has this huge bulge.
Huge bulge.
Huge balls. If his dick is a part of that, he has a huge dick.
Boy, if my handyman gets here earlier and I have to go into the bedroom to finish this podcast, he's going to hear a lot.
That Italian is hung too, y'all.
He is.
Mattia is hung.
He is. They did well.
Everybody else is so-so.
It's very clear that Mattia is serving top or blouse energy and Ashley is serving twink bottom. I even have my legs waxed. Fuck my smooth asshole. Fuck me. Raw dog. They did well.
Be careful or you'll fall in energy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just whoom. Yes. You all just go.
That is true. That is so true.
And they're a beautiful thing, y'all. I've had a twink put their smooth asshole in my face before. And there is that part of me that goes, wait a minute. Am I going to top this? Because they're that beautiful.
And then you go, wait, that's outside of my nature.
That's before they get a bunch of HPV on them. They get a little warty and shit. I mean, they look beautiful.
It looks
beautiful.
It looks a little bit like the Rock Monster after
from been there.
Pretty story.
Doc, can you freeze this one off again? Yeah, Matt. This is the fourth one this month.
Where's your punch card?
Yeah, punch card. Junk, junk. Here, Matt, you got a free copy on this one. Thanks, Doc.
You got a free anal rejuvenation next time.
Thank you.
So anyway, this is so interesting because of course, kind of like Love Island, all the girls are into either like one or two of the guys that they find the hottest.
Yeah, they all kind of mingle.
Callum or Toby.
Yeah.
And the girls are mostly drawn towards the biggest guys. It is. Yeah. It's very interesting.
It's very interesting. Yes.
That's really not. It's obvious. And all the guys are drawn towards the Taylor. Most of them. I think someone does say maybe Kaylee, but they all want to bang Taylor because she's kind of the most made up and the most Essex girl.
Yes.
So they're all basic, if you wonder. They're all basic.
They're all basic. So, and they meet it. Let's talk about the pairs real quick. So, well, this is
well,
really
the bells ring, and we are drawn towards the Grove.
I heard. So we're going to the Grove. They're all standing there, and the host, we don't know her name. Carla, Kaylin, Kenny.
Clara.
Clara.
She's never introduced.
I'm sorry. Clara Schumann.
She's just the spirit of the island.
Yeah, she just showed up. That's it. She's Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Yes. Like in Captain Planet. She's just there. So the matches are
Aries, Virgo, Taylor, and Jack.
Taylor and Jack.
You have it's very opposites attracting.
That's
Michelle says. And Scorpio Sag, of course, that's the gay couple. They already, y'all, if you could see, they already were together talking. They were already planning on banging tonight.
Yeah, they already were. That's Matt, Mattia, and Ashley, and Ben or whatever. Colin says you are passionate, and he said that. I guess he said that Mattia has more air than anyone in his chart, or Ashley has more air than anyone in their chart, and the other.
It's right. His asshole actually goes. Straight up bottom, you might fall in energy. That is exactly what he's giving.
And they go to walking to the place, and Ashley turns to Mattia and says, my ex was a Sagittarius. Then it's the Aquarius and the Taurus. And that's James with the fan, and then Liat.
She's already unhappy to see him.
No, she.
I don't think she even wants to be there.
No, she doesn't want to be here. 100%. Yeah.
Then there's Cancer and Gemini, which is David and Kelly. And they seem the most good time. I'll be honest. David's my favorite person on the island. Just because I think he's funny.
But they say that you're going to feel like you've known each other forever. Your moons connect beautifully. Then we have the Capricorn and Leo. So that's Jocelyn and then Callum. And they were both born under full moons, which means they can reach kind of all of their potential. And Callum, it said, Callum, you're looking for a passionate romantic experience. And frankly, you two are the definition of a power couple.
I hate that term. I still don't know what it is.
I know.
And then we have the Libra and the Pisces together, Toby and
the Libra
Kaylee.
Man. I can't believe you haven't said that yet.
Libra man.
Toby is looking for someone he can dream big with, and the Pisces always wants to dream. Oddly enough, Poodle is a Libra and I'm a Pisces, and I'm here to tell you, they don't work out.
No. I've dated Pisces.
Our friendship works out, and your brother's a Pisces.
I've dated Pisces. It's
I don't know unless I'm
listening. I find you uninspiring.
Yeah. I find Libras very wishy-washy.
That's a criticism. That's a criticism. But it's we're extremely flirty usually.
I said that's what I don't. How come you said that's a criticism? Where you I'm Pisces. Yeah, that's a criticism.
That is a criticism that people.
It's
levy
a criticism
sometimes.
Of Pisces too, that we have our head in the clouds and we're kind of not in reality.
Yeah.
So, I will say Toby and Kaylee and David and Kelly seem like those are the two couples that have the most potential. Because you're right. The gay guys are going to fuck and just do the show, and then they're gone.
Yeah, I agree. They're gone. I agree. They're going to do the show. So, y'all, later on that night, the sleeping arrangements are all together in the same room. The gays spend about 10 minutes before they push the beds together and are already spooning. That's how fast our people work.
That's what I would do.
Me too. Also, those beds are extremely small. Those little single beds, that was bare. I would just push it together anyway.
It's a smart, very smart concept, though. I think this, I've never seen this on a show before. Usually people have to share a queen size bed. Yeah. They gave them two single beds because that becomes a plot point of the show of when do they push their beds together.
No, it's smart.
It's a smart idea and visual. I'm going to watch the rest of this show. God damn you, Discovery Plus. Worth every penny.
The two couples, by the way, who are just mixing like oil and water are Jack and Taylor and James and Liat.
James and Liat. It's crazy because Taylor keeps acting like she got paired with Shrek. And Jack, y'all... Jack is fucking gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And he keeps saying, well, it's really interesting. I think her energy is such that she doesn't like to be paired. She likes to be the one who's desired and chased.
Yes.
And since he hasn't really chased her, there's nothing for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is, she's saying things like she actually... Here's what she tells someone about her is she's like, you know what Taylor told me the night? She's like, I think my head can be turned. And y'all, he's a Virgo and they're so fucking loyal and loyalty above everything. And he's like, I was actually really offended.
Yeah.
And
what's interesting too is that there's some people, and I think we're going to see this. There are people like Ashley, I think like Jocelyn, that full on say, I'm a skeptic. I don't believe in this.
Yep.
I don't think it's a real thing. And the experts are like, we welcome that.
We welcome that. Yeah.
We welcome that. And so, but it's interesting to see how like Ashley kind of is a skeptic of it, but yet he and Mattia do look like they're somewhat connecting. I mean, physically.
There's
well,
a lot of chemistry. Yeah, physical chemistry.
There's a lot of chemistry.
So, y'all, they do this thing where they read the birth charts and they talk, they go into more detail about what the moon is. And first, it's the gaze. And the Scorpios get a bad rap. They're like, I never thought you would date a Scorpio because they're considered.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just, they're considered a little moody and. Can be controlling.
I read this once in a book, and it told me that Scorpios and Pisces have one of the hottest, most intense sexual relationships.
Oh, wow.
They get a good rap for me because that rang true.
A lot of people don't want to be in relationships with them.
I didn't get that far. I just kind of went for the pounding.
But they have been talking about... Wow.
Sorry.
Okay, focus. And they're talking about their moons, and Ashley says, all my exes are my friends, and Mattia's like, I hate that. I get very jealous. I'm like, tell me more. Tell me how jealous you are. Will you choke me?
Wow.
Anyway, so they're basically talking about...
I just want to say, they're kind of... We go into day two, but this show kind of... I agree with you that after they choose up the couples, we are wondering as we're watching this, where is this going? Because it kind of flounders a bit. We don't know the format. Usually they have like a, they have to all do an experiment. We do get where the experts start breaking people off and they talk to them individually.
Yeah, that's this, I don't want to go through all this, but they basically are finding out they get along more. Especially the gays are talking about, Ashley says, I'm skeptical, but it seems like we do kind of work in a way.
Well, yeah, because Colin looks at, he said a really good, I should have written it down, but he basically said that what he thinks of astrology, it's not as predicting the future or predicting who you are. It's a behavioral thing. It's a way we can look at our behavior.
He said what you stand for.
And kind of, yes. And so he said it's a very experiential thing. To do astrology is something you have to experience. And I like that quote. And I think Ashley had that moment of, because I think Ashley seems like he doesn't think a lot. I just think he's quiet, actually.
No.
I mean, he's a pretty twink. He doesn't have to do a lot.
You weren't trying to diss him, but I think
he's a pretty twink. He doesn't have to think a lot.
That's the truth.
He just gets what he wants. Y'all remember the twink boat.
Oh, the twinks do get everything they want.
They do.
Because they twinks never go without drugs.
Never. Or dick.
It's true.
Or a meal.
They barely eat. Come on. Tic Tacs. So the only thing you need to know here is the boys are later talking about, and David is just so jazzed about Kelly and Callum. She's like, Callum says, we're getting on. I like her. I don't buy it.
I don't buy
that he's really into Jocelyn.
I don't think he is. I think he's trying, but he doesn't. He's not. He's not into her.
Toby is into Kaylee. But I wonder.
Into Kaylee, and she seems into him.
But here's the thing. He even mentions later on, I'm so into physical. It's just what happens with me. I think he's very pretty flippant.
Well, it's interesting how she is one of the women who doesn't have the model body. She's a thicker woman. She's got a normal body, a beautiful normal body. And so I bet he is used to going for women that look like Taylor or that. We'll see.
And the girls are basically just shit talking. Taylor's basically very open with the fact, I'm still not attracted to Jack.
Yeah, she's like, nope. And even they all go to this dinner, and they're at this dinner, and I love it that it's Jocelyn who's looking at the table. She's like, yeah, because they have their in the moments where they go in the lower, and Jocelyn goes in the moment, and she says, yeah, Taylor's not into him at all. And you look over, and he's trying to talk to her and like be inquisitive. And y'all, she just either seems so vapid or so disinterested. She's not even looking at him in the eye.
No. She's definitely getting the villain edit of this episode. The the one thing we just need to say about Jack and Taylor in their little chart session is Jack basically says, basically says he needs, the Libra moon means he needs safety. He needs to feel safe first. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly it. And y'all, she's not going to give him any of this. No. And we all know
and
it.
She talks about with Taylor, you have a lot of insecurity. You don't like to show yourself because you have this insecurity inside you. And Taylor agrees to it. And I think she's dead on. But you see Taylor kind of go, yeah, and then go, but push that back. Push that back.
Yeah,
push
yeah, yeah. You back. Just hear that Aries, like forward movement energy.
I relate to that. That's my rising sign.
The James and Liat thing is also hard to watch because neither one of them likes each other.
And she's just trying to the whole time, just trying to push him away. And just, he's so cute. She just basically is just like, she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. I can't wait to watch the second episode, y'all. They dropped the first two episodes on.
I already watched it.
Now. They dropped the first two now. And then they're going to come out, I think, weekly. But yeah,
So they are talking with, let's go back to that dinner where they're basically talking about, and Taylor says, we're opposites. I'm not feeling him. And Jack says, it is really hard to open up. I can't even open up to her. She won't really give me an opening. And it makes him crazy what is it? He said, later on they're talking about, Jack said, I haven't really felt good the whole time. And she
says, at night going to bed. He's like, even when you had, we had that conversation that was supposed to make us feel better. And I feel worse since then.
Yeah.
And she's like, she literally doesn't validate anything. Yeah. She just kind of goes, oh, good night. I mean, there's not really much.
The last thing we see are the two Mo's sucking face, and it was hot. The Italian basically in like just took in his face.
You need to go to Italy. You need to get this done.
I lost it.
God, I think whenever you traveled Europe, you weren't as sexually free, honestly, and weren't as. I think you need another Europe bang trip.
I had a couple. I had my time through Europe. You got to rest up though. Those boys don't stop.
They don't stop. I do want to say
I have not been through Europe with apps. I have not been through Europe with
boy,
apps.
Oh boy. I will say David and Kelly have this moment where he tries to kiss her, but she like it's very flirt. She like pushes him away, but in a very like you can tell they both really like each other, and she's like, I always go for the physical, so I don't want to do that now. So we talked a lot about the couple who's aren't into it, but there are when you watch this show couples where you feel excited and you feel like you get invested in them as well, because I'm already want to know if David and Kelly make it because I love them as a couple.
I like them. Yeah.
And she's really funny and he like doesn't take himself too seriously. God, I like this show.
I enjoyed this show. It wasn't as messy as I thought it was going to be.
I think it's going to get there.
I think it's going to get there. I will. Can I spoil something for you for episode two?
Sure. You guys, that's the show. If you don't want to be spoiled, click off now.
There is one couple who gets to separate and they bring in two additional people.
I was going to say, I was going to ask you like, who do we think other people are going to come in? And I think there are.
Yeah, there's other people.
So that confirms that. So
it's like too hot to handle in that way.
You kind of could sense that.
Or Love Island.
Because it would be a boring show if this many. I figured that. So I knew.
I don't know if this is going to be an elimination kind of show.
I thought about it too from a casting perspective. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's right. Except for, I don't know if it's elimination unless they break up in a couple.
Yeah, I was watching this and I was going, just from a casting perspective, there's not a black woman that's a contestant on this show. And I was like, I know they're going to bring in more diversity. Probably there wasn't anybody Asian on this show. Like these shows now are doing a better job of trying to have better representation, especially European shows, at least the ones we've seen. And I noticed they do that. Hopefully these people that they bring in have a little bit more diversity. I hope.
Well, there's Liat who is non-white.
Yeah. There's not, but there wasn't.
Besides, it's remember with British shows, they're a lot of times, yeah, it's just not as diverse.
Yeah. So, that's good. Oh, they're going to bring in two gay guys, and they're all just going to fuck the four of them.
If they bring in another gay guy.
Oh, they're going to bring in other gay guys, because Ashley's not really into Matthias.
I agree with you.
Oh, sorry. I said Matthias. Matthias was a wee little man.
Zacchaeus. God, you don't know any evangelical Protestantism songs.
Climbed up in that sickle and said, hey, Zacchaeus, want to suck my dick?
You know what? That time you went to Bible school for that long, Catholics don't know anything about the Bible. You're not supposed to.
Didn't we sing that Zacchaeus song once and made a dirty version already?
Yes. I had to teach it to you.
We just recycle the same shit, y'all. That's your Bi-Curious this week, everybody, or this month, everyone. We hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed it. It was good. Thank you.
That was a good show. I'm glad I did.
I'm going to do that too. Y'all, that's it. So thank you for being supportive. Now, remember on this tier, you're going to get Love After Lockup. You get all that good shit. You get the regular shows for free. Love After Lockup, the new season's coming back in like 2 weeks, right?
December 16th.
Yeah, we will be taking a break over the Christmas or over the holidays for a week. We told you about that, so just expect that. But we will have content coming out with our Crappens crossover, our Cray Cray crossover, and if you're on
our
Patreon, our AMA will be talking about that.
Ask us assholes.
Ask us assholes. It's actually an AUA then, because it's ask us anything.
AUA.
Yeah. Doesn't sound as good. Anyway, y'all, that's your Bi-Curious. We'll see.
You called it an MMA before.
I did. And someone said, and I'm kind of into this, they said, can Jake and Maddie actually watch an MMA fight and recap that or talk about it in real time? And I went,
no.
I would kind of do that. They're real gay.
They're really gay.
All right, everybody. That's your show. We'll see you next month. But until then, it's what, Poodle?
Bye-bye.
Is it written in the stars? Are we paying for some crime? Is that all that we are good for? Just a stretch of mortal time? Or some God's experiment in which we have no say? In which we're given paradise?